It's July 22nd. It seems to me that humanity doesn't learn anything, doesn't draw any conclusions from the catastrophes and tragedies of the past. It simply writes these tragedies in textbooks, sometimes makes movies about them, but does nothing to prevent these tragedies from being repeated. You know, a few years ago I was in Bosnia, a country that survived a devastating war and genocide in 1990s. In the Bosnian capital Sarajevo, I was struck by the parks and squares, literally dotted with graves. Sarajevo was under siege for a long time, and the dead people couldn't be taken out to be buried in a cemetery outside the city limits, and they were buried in these parks and squares. In Sarajevo, I rented a room in the house of a young married couple, very nice and friendly Bosnian Muslims, whose childhood years fell on wartime. In the evenings, they shared with me their memories of war's time, about how ideas about the norm, about acceptable and unacceptable, have changed. They told how people gradually got used to the fact that parks were turning into cemeteries, to the fact that you could only move along the streets by running. This way, a sniper would have less chance of hitting. Got used to constant shelling and lack of everything, medicines, food, fuel. I listened to them and thought, well, how could this happen? How could one nation be set against another and massacre on some transcendental scale? How could a bunch of rather dumb Yugoslav officials, and the main of them, Slobodan Milosevic, did not shine at all with either intelligence or charisma? How could these people force the rest to turn off their consciences and start committing heinous war crimes? And now it's all happening again. In many Ukrainian towns, courtyards and playgrounds are turning into cemeteries. Enemy snipers and artillerymen deliberately kill civilians. Russians, like Serbs in 1990s, readily believe in any nonsense that their politicians palm off on them and have turned into a nation of war criminals. So Bosnian war and genocide of Bosnian Muslim taught humanity nothing. Power is still in the hands of scoundrels and cretins. Scoundrels and cretins continue to abuse this power. Some nations again become victims of genocide. Others are willingly to stage this genocide. And there is no end in sight.